Parliament has given the green light for government to guarantee a €197 million loan agreement between the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, GPHA, and a number of foreign banks. The approval by Parliament for government to guarantee the credit facility, however, nearly suffered a setback before its approval. The facility is to finance the design, civil and engineering works at the Takoradi Port. When the Joint Committee on Finance and Roads and Transport presented its report, the minority leader of HA Mensah Bounce advocated that it be rejected because it was not explanatory.
Since its construction by Governor Gordon Gagisberg in 1928, the Takoradi Harbour has been a major catalyst for the country's trade with other countries. The port has recently been the focus of maritime activity with the exploration of oil in the western region. Its infrastructure is, however, deteriorating and cannot handle the growing demand. The loan is therefore to finance the design, civil and dredging works at the harbour. The minority leader, Osechi Mensah Bounce, however, said, as noble as the reason for the loan is, the report to convince the House to allow government to guarantee the facility is nothing to write home about.
What is before us is woefully inadequate. The report lacks depth, it lacks balance, it lacks poise. The content is shallow in my view, to say the least. And this is the most unusual of the Finance Committee, even though my spirit is telling me that it's a good thing that has been done for Takoradi. The committee should go back and do a better job than what they provided us.
The chairman of the Finance Committee, James Avechi, however, saw the report to be good enough for the House to make a decision.
The report of the Joint Committee gives us the need for the project itself, and that is captured under paragraph 3.0. If you go on to page 4, it tells you the purpose of the agreement. The details of the project, what works are going to be done, are all captured. Then you come to the financial terms. It also gives information about the terms of the loan, in terms of the interest rate, in terms of the maturity, in terms of the repayment period, the grace period, all these are captured in the note. So I do not know what the honorable member is again talking about.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Communications, Haruna Idrisu, has assured members that the Sinopec contract on the Ghana Gas project will come before the House before the project starts.
You heard Augustus Akwe's report.